Test, test, test. Meow.
Sophie?
Meow, meow.
The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. And that's a quote from Mark Zuckerberg, because today we're talking about social media.
Welcome to The Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie.
And today we have a special guest with us.
Woo!
Social media expert Liz. Hello.
Hi.
So let's start with how we met. This year, we sort of decided, Greta and I, that we wanted to make some friends in the industry. And who better to start with than Liz, because you are the cutest and have the most friendly face and aura.
Thanks.
No, it's really, I feel like if someone said that about me, I'd be like, well, that's really.
Yeah, that is really nice. I feel like, do you know when people say things about you and it's like, it's something you've physically done. It's nice when it's just about you as a person. It's like, oh, these people think I'm nice.
I'm kind.
Thank you.
So you won the Heart of Gold Award at Lash Fest. So how did it feel being recognised for such a nice award by all these amazing people? Did you know that you were up for it?
No. So I had no idea. And then Sophie obviously told me at the event. And I just asked, like, how was that a category? Like, did I miss it? Because I didn't see anywhere. Do you know where you had to enter an award? Like, I didn't see that. And she was like, no, when people entered an award themselves, at the end it just said, who do you think deserves this award? So for me, the fact that people just randomly thought of me and my name.
Nice.
I was like, wait, so it wasn't even like a comparison in terms of a list, like choose from these like few people.
They're was like, I not on the list?
How did I live?
Apparently not. But yes, yeah, so like it was just so, it was really, really nice. And I was like, oh my God, like people actually can see what I'm trying to do.
You're genuine and you're being kind and trying to help other lash artists and women in business.
Yeah, and I think to be recognised for something that I'm actually trying to do was a huge thing. Because obviously sometimes like you hear people of winning awards, but they might have entered into like a few, but it wasn't the one that they were like, you know, they just did it. So I think to be recognised for like the one thing I am trying to do was like really, really special.
Yeah, what an achievement. And how lovely that we're all local too. So we're all in Sheffield.
Yeah, I know.
When we spoke originally, you were just about to hold your first live Lash Life event and we came along.
Yes, that was just so random because I never, ever even considered doing an event. And then when I was doing like a big push for Lash Life, I was like, what can I do that's a bit different to like people get as a bonus and it's like a product. It's like they could get this like one thing if they signed up on this particular like intake. And I thought, I'm just going to do a networking event. And it was purely like, no, there was no like expectations in terms of like what you would learn when you were there. There was like no like monetary value. It wasn't like, oh, it's going to be £500 and you want to get like £500 worth of stuff from it. But then I was going to basically do a free ticket with everyone who signed up, but then that many people signed up, I was then like, okay, you're going to have to actually download a ticket if you actually want one. Because I thought there's no way I could fit all those people in my shop.
It was crowded, wasn't it? I remember.
But in the best way.
In the best way.
Oh,
and
God.
We saw so many people there that we then saw at Lash Fest.
And I think that's why it was so nice, because when people came to my event, which was so weird, by the way, because people like literally travelled from London and paid for themselves.
Yeah, they did.
And this is why I was so like, oh my God, you know, it's just networking, doing that. Like, we're not going to like learn like anything.
Just a masterclass.
Chats and giggles.
But I feel like sometimes having just conversations with people who are in your industry going through the same things is like, it's just as important and valuable as paying hundreds of pounds for a masterclass, because you're just learning the same thing but different. Like rather than like a lash style, you're having a conversation, like for people who want to have a lash brand, for example, they could speak to you and then obviously they can learn things from you that you probably wouldn't teach in a class, because it's not why people go to a class. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Just to be able to sort of offload, like if you've had something go on or you're like, what would you do in this situation? I know that speaking to a partner or a friend that's not a lash artist, it's not the same, is it? So to just be like, what would you do here, and get different opinions, I think that's really nice, and to meet some little friends.
So I basically did like, I worked out how many people I could fit in, and then I sort of did
fit loads of people in there.
And then I basically did 10 extra tickets in the hopes that I'd say maybe 10 to 15 people wouldn't turn up, because obviously things happen, people are poorly, childcare, like whatever. And every single person turned up and I was literally like, oh God, what are we going to do with all these people? And I just remember it getting really hot all the time. And
yeah, doors.
I was like, this was in January as well.
I was like, my coat is part of my outfit and I don't want to take this off. So I was like sweating, just like, I look nice though.
Literally. So I think everyone was asking for another one, but I don't really know how I would go about it.
I would go to somewhere like Cutlery Works.
Yeah, I really want to do like a bit of a brunch, like not a drinking one, but just, yeah, like just have like the same thing that we already did, but just have breakfast and stuff at the same time. Nice. Like, I think that'd be cute.
Or like the top of like Lost and Found, like hire out that room.
Like chill, but have like a bit of a nice background and just like have a few nibbles and just literally the same again. But I think in summer it'd be nice.
How did we get into talking about food now?
I don't know. Brunch? Anyone?
Oh yeah, I mentioned brunch.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into lashes, because looking at your Instagram, I obviously rummaged through it. Am I right thinking that were you makeup artist? Did you do makeup first?
Yeah.
So how did you went from makeup artist to lashes?
It was actually completely by accident. Mm-hmm. So I always enjoyed doing makeup. I did art and design at college, but I enjoy like whenever I was doing like sort of, I don't even know what they were called now, when you were doing a certain topic.
Yeah.
I found myself enjoying the makeup side of it. So when we were doing photography,
yeah,
I enjoyed doing people's makeup for the photography sessions, and like same with like textiles, I'd make the clothes, but I'd enjoy doing their faces more to go like with everything. Yeah. So I got into makeup because my hairdresser at the time when I was like 17, which is 10 years ago now, feels so old. She basically said, where did you get your makeup done? And I was like, oh, I've done it. And she offered me a job.
Oh, amazing.
So again, kind of got into makeup by accident. I just enjoyed doing it. And then that's when I'd done makeup for a few years. And then I was basically working as a makeup artist. I was doing like freelance. I worked for like different brands as well. And then I just literally won a competition to do classic lash training.
Who was that with?
I don't know if they've rebranded now, but it was with School of Lash. I don't know if they still call that now. But I
think Naomi.
Yeah, but what, I don't know, what were they called? This is literally going back like...
Oh, I don't know.
5 years. I don't know if it was just under her name at the time. Oh, well, I think she's got the same now anyway. Everyone knows her, so that was who I won the competition with. And I absolutely loved it. Yeah. But I think because I'd already got the makeup clients...
Yeah.
When I was doing people's makeup, I was telling them, like, I've won this competition, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, like, lash course, and I need some models, like, would you all want to be my model? So I think it was easy for me at the start because I was in a very similar... I know makeup and lashes are different, but they do go together.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, and I just really enjoyed it and then went back and paid for my volume course. But yeah, totally by accident, probably the only thing I've ever worn in terms of a competition.
Yeah, you're like, I've won life.
Yes, like successful. But yeah, so then, it just literally went from there and it kind of blew up a bit.
Amazing. So it seems then, since then, lash business booming, and then along came Lash Life UK.
Yeah.
You've said before that you felt like a niggling feeling, that you were like a bit unsettled because you knew you were meant for more.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't know if it was where I was actually working. Like when I think back to when I was starting to feel like that. So my friend had asked me to work in her studio, mm-hmm. and this was when I just did makeup. So obviously her studio was purpose built for makeup artists.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very big. So obviously you just need like a high chair. It's not like lashes where you need like a full on area for like a reclining chair. So by the time I'd actually gone to work there, I was like, oh, I do lashes now, by the way. And I don't know if it was because I was the only person doing lashes there that I felt a bit lonely, mm-hmm. and I found myself going to social media for like all the support. And I don't know if you've ever seen a photo of it, but I was very much in the corner of a room,
okay,
hunched over all the time. And obviously because I was on social media speaking to all these other lash techs, it got to the point where everyone was asking for help and advice, which I loved, but I felt like I couldn't give the type of response that I wanted to give and that I felt like people deserved over like a DM, because mm-hmm. obviously I don't even know if you could send a voice note through Instagram
at
this point. Like we're going back like...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you could. I think there's still quite a new thing in the past few years. So obviously it was getting to a point where I couldn't physically spend all this time typing out these long messages. Yeah. And of course, when you're trying to explain like mapping, you can't really text that. It's just a bit confusing. And I felt like this was at the point where there wasn't many like communities as such. Mm-hmm. It was very like on Facebook, which I do think it's important, but I've never really been a big fan of Facebook in terms of that sort of stuff. So I was kind of like, what can I do? Like, I want to help people. People are asking me for help. The space I was in, I couldn't really do group mentoring or anything like that. And I didn't really want to do one-to-one because it doesn't really help with my lonely sort of feeling because it was still just one person to me.
You're like outgrowing it in a way.
Yeah, I just feel like I was outgrowing it. And obviously, like you said before, like with clients, like, unless it's someone who also does lashes, they don't, you can't, like, I would never moan to my clients about my job. No. And, unless obviously I have that relationship with them, but there's just, I just wanted to speak to like-minded people where we could all help each other out. And I found when I did find the Facebook groups, I thought a lot of it was very salesy.
Yeah.
You'd kind of ask for help, but you kind of got the vibe they were probably an ambassador for someone. So they were being paid to say it. So I think it was all very like, I don't know, what's the phrase, like dog eat dog world or something? What is that phrase?
Dog eats dog.
Yeah.
I thought it was doggy dog for ages.
It's not doggy dog.
Doggy dog.
I'm very good with sayings. It's dog eats dog.
Dog eat dog. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was every man for themselves. They were all trying to promote what they were doing, which is obviously fair enough. It's great. But I feel like when you genuinely just want the answer to your question, you're a bit like, I don't want you to sell me something. I just want you to tell me the answer. Yeah. So that's when the idea for Lash Life was born. Yeah,
a genuine platform for help.
Yeah, and it was rather than me being in like the DMs writing out all these really lengthy responses where they probably didn't make sense unless you could see someone's eye in front of you.
Yes.
I was like, why shouldn't I just put all of this in one place? And then when people ask me questions, rather than answering in a DM, I'll do an in-depth video, tutorial, whatever it is, put it on a platform. People can just be a member of it and I'll make it affordable. Because I think that was the other thing for me at the time. All the courses that I wanted to do, they were hundreds of pounds and you had to travel somewhere for the day. There wasn't really many in Sheffield, I don't think, at the time. Or they were... There was a lot of Wispy masterclasses, but that's what I was already doing.
Yeah.
Greta. You are the best. Like the Wispy
MVP. How was a Wispy workshop.
But do you know what I mean? Like, because I was already doing them, I was like, oh, I just didn't feel like I needed a Wispy thing. I just wanted the community and
like the support or like
And like one of the best things about Lash Life now is probably just the group chat. So rather than like the education side, which obviously everyone loves, it's literally just the WhatsApp group chat. Whereas if someone's got a problem like or an issue with a client, or they just want a recommendation, they'll just ask, and then like you've got all the different girls just saying like their experiences. So I feel like it's a lot more normal.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because I think a lot of the time when you look up to all these like huge industry people, you almost feel a bit scared to like ask.
Intimidating,
them.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit?
Yeah. Because again, like this is going back years ago, I would reach out and ask people and a lot of them wouldn't reply, and obviously I think most of it will have been that they were just busy. But then again, I do think a few years ago everyone was very
the hiding.
Yeah. And that's just how it was. And I think that's where I struggled to find the support network, because I felt like people didn't want to tell their secrets. And I was like, but I'm just an oversharer anyway, like by nature, like I'll tell anyone.
Welcome to the club.
So I was like, do you know what, I may as well just put this all in one place, make it easier for me, make it easier for other people as well. And it's a very like, if someone messages asking for help, like I'll just make the video, I won't like, well, I'm not going to tell her that, I'll just create the content and put it on, and then that's everyone's questions answered.
So your goal is now to help other women become more confident in their business.
Yeah.
So how do you help women to skyrocket their business and become industry experts? Is it through Lash Life, what you just explained?
Yeah, so it is through Lash Life. And recently I've started doing Power Hours. So it's just that sort of one level up where it's
one-to-one. I've heard about Power Hour.
Yeah, and I've had a few of them with other people, like not even just lash people. These are like business experts. And they're just sort of for people who want that one-to-one level, like literally how we're having a conversation now, like you'd pay for the hour and you could ask literally anything. And I think it's because I basically got a business mentor a few years ago, which she helped me create Lash Life. And that was so expensive, like £5,500. Obviously not all in one go, but that's for me, I was like, I want this level of help to be available to more people.
Yeah.
And obviously that's unaffordable for like probably the majority of people, especially now. When I paid that, we weren't in a cost of living crisis. And so like now I'm thinking, oh my God, would I ever pay that again? Like that's just insane. But obviously for me, what I learned from that was insane. And I was like, I want to share what I learned. But just, I can say to someone, look, I've paid this amount of money, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
So it was worth it.
For me, it was definitely worth it. I think a lot of people probably would disagree. But I think as well as obviously her teaching me how to create the platform, it was more about believing in myself and having the confidence to do something that hadn't really been done yet. And also do it in my own way, because a lot of the time people see something like, oh, I wish I was doing that, but how can I do it in my way so I don't just copy? But yes, now I want to give people the feeling that I got from her, but just on a more like sort of vast level. Because I definitely think there's power in community and like all helping each other at the same time rather than people keep
stabbing each other in the back
with their tweezers.
Literally, brand new pair in the back. Literally stab myself in the thumb all the time. My boyfriend the other day, so I filmed a tutorial for Lash Life and he was like, are you not going to edit that bit of dry skin off your thumb?
Oh,
and I was like, that's actually a scab from stabbing myself. Because I can't get rid of it.
You don't know what I go through.
I know, like once a day. But yeah, I think I would just love to be able to help people who not necessarily can't afford the £5,500, because I think if you really wanted it enough, you would just get the money and you'd make it work. But obviously that's so much money. And I just think I know I can help people and make it a lot more affordable. And I think I've learned the hard way how to get fully booked. Like, because obviously when I started doing lashes, there wasn't really a set like, okay, here's my method, so I'll just teach you, you can just go and do it. It was just a case of trying everything, and like if it worked, great. If it didn't, oh well, like just try something different. So it's more like this is from like my personal experiences, and it did work. So for me, Lash Life is like, if you join and you go through everything, like you are gonna get the same results that I've had, because
I did it.
That's like so when people are like, oh, what's your proof? And I was like, I am the proof. Like, I've got a full-time lash business. Like, I only work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with clients. You know, probably charge the most. One of the most in my area. I don't have to work 12-hour days anymore. And like, I know it's possible for anyone if they want to. Well, if they want it. So yeah, and I just think, I think making people just feel nice about it as well, because I really struggled. And you do get this whole like jealousy thing, or like, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, which don't get me wrong, I definitely still do get, but nowhere near as much. But yeah, I just want to like make people aware that it is possible for them.
Because then you can do it, we can do it.
Oh my God, literally, if I can do it. So like when I started doing makeup, I was a dental nurse as well. And I just think...
haven't you done?
Oh, I'm trying to think, what haven't I done? Probably join the circus. I definitely think I'd be good at that though.
Yeah, I think you would. Little trapeze. So do you feel more settled now in a good way, but do you still have that niggling like, I've got more to get, I've still got more? Or are you like, where do you see yourself then? Where's this journey taking you? Do you feel like you can share some of your... next steps?
Yeah, do you know what? It's really difficult, because obviously with the membership, I'm at the stage where I need to give it more time, but I maybe struggle with that because I've got my clients and they are a really hard thing to let go of. Like, I've already dropped from 5 days to 3, which was obviously to create Lash Life and grow it. And I'm at that stage where I really need even more time to really push it and grow it, because I know what I'm capable of. And I think a lot of people have this feeling where like, they know they're meant for more, they know they can do it. It's just, what do you do first?
Thinking it get a bit overwhelming, isn't it, when you don't know your steps, because you're just like, I want to do everything right and now, and you can't.
Yeah, and I think when you, or even if you know the steps, it's like, but which one do you do first? Because like, is there a better way of doing it? Should I do this? Should I do that?
Overthinking.
Yeah, and then obviously with the shop as well, like I never intended to have a lash salon, but I needed the space, like the private space to film from and just have my own area. So now there's obviously... That's literally having a full-time job in itself.
Oh, yeah. We've literally we spoke about it on the last episode.
Have you?
Like, owning a salon,
It's a lot.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I'm sort of in that stage where I'm like, okay, I really need to choose the one thing that I'm going to go for here and just literally tunnel vision on that. And then you're going to have to remind me of what the rest of your question was.
Your next bit in your journey, so...
So for me, it is definitely growing Lash Life. I want to definitely... have more of a community sort of feel. So I've just done the competition this week, and this was just for anyone on Instagram. Like, just create some content, like challenge yourself, you will win some lash goodies. I really want people to start really coming together, which is why I was thinking about doing another networking event. And I really want Lash Life to be like, that is kind of all I do. Hopefully none of my clients will listen to this. But, I mean, I don't think they will, but you never know.
You're sacked, all of you.
And I'm like, bye. But yeah, for me, only joking if you are listening. For me, it would be taking Lash Life full time. And to be honest, it is pretty much full time. Like last night, you know, I was in bed on my laptop till like 11 o'clock yeah. doing all the bits that I knew I wouldn't have time to do today because I'm here. Yeah, it's getting it to that next level and sort of working out what people want. Like everyone loves watching videos, but do they want more like courses that are interactive where mm-hmm. there's modules that you complete as you go through? Like I really want to do, so the social media workshops that I used to teach, yeah. I really want to do that online. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to do some sort of like course with modules where you literally have to complete the first one to get to the second one.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, do I do that within Lash Life? Do I do it as something separate? And yeah, probably pushing the power hours because I love doing those. I feel like they're really helpful yeah. for a lot of people.
I think it's so hard with social media because everything changes.
All the time.
All the time. So I'll be watching a TikTok and it's like, oh, you don't do that anymore. And I'm like,
yeah.
Pardon? Is there anything in your lashing career that you would change given hindsight?
Probably, yeah, like hindsight would be a great thing,
yeah.
wouldn't it? Probably waiting for so long before I actually invested in myself, in my yeah. business. Not even like going on to like, you know, the huge like 4 or 5 figure sort of investments. This is in terms of like, let's say my membership. If there was something like that earlier on that I'd have found, mm-hmm. I would have done that straight away. And I think all the courses that I've now done, with how much I learned from them and with how much they helped me grow, I would definitely invest sooner. Just even in terms of like good products, like, I feel like when you yeah. first start out, like you want to earn like the most money, but fly with the cheapest products, and actually it doesn't get you anywhere because the client's lashes probably don't last. And yeah, I would probably, if it's possible, go for the best quality of everything a lot sooner. But obviously that's probably easy to say now that I can afford to do that.
Sure.
So talking about different phases in your life and changes and all this, so when I was stalking your social media.
Oh, God.
What I noticed was, so your hair colour has changed.
Oh, my God.
A lot. So what we've seen, we saw orange, we saw yeah. pink. My most favourite was the blue one with all your colours in.
That was literally my favourite.
So does it represent some kind of time in your life when you were going through?
Do you know what? Changes? I think I was just a bit all over the place. Like, I wasn't very settled in general, like, in my personal life. And yeah. I think that probably reflected in how I expressed myself. How I was, but I do like colour.
That so, blue was amazing. I was like, could I pull that off?
Yeah, and do you know what a lot of it is? So many people ask me to hair model, and I think it's because they just knew I would say yes to everything. But again, I suppose, you know, if I really deeped it, maybe it would come from a place of being a bit like unsure of myself. So I'm just saying,
trying
yes.
different things.
Yes, yeah, so just trying everything. Whereas, I mean, to be honest, now I don't have time to go to the hairdressers. That
I thought you settled now, haven't you? I've seen you as blonde for a while.
Yeah, being blonde for a while. And like when I last went to the hairdressers, I was like, oh, shall I go ginger? Shall I go back like proper ginger orange? And he was like, if you want to go for it, we'll do it. And I was like, actually, I don't have time to be here every 6 weeks.
The upkeep.
Yeah, it's the upkeep. So it's probably like an age thing as well. But I probably was a bit erratic when yeah. I was younger. Like all my friends will tell you, there's nothing I've not done. Mm. Like I'll just do anything. But now I'm older, I'm a bit like, no.
Yeah. More settled.
Yeah, I've tried and I don't need to do it again.
I'd just like to go back to the advice that you gave before. And that is, if you are listening to the podcast now, and you heard Liz's advice about going for it sooner, if there's something that you're sat there thinking about right now in your headphones, then do that thing. Find out how yeah. you can do it. But okay, this episode is called Let's Be Social.
We've not even spoken about it really, have
so, we have been social, but we've not spoken about being social media, and yeah. social media. So let's give people what they're here for. Why is social media so important for a lash artist?
Like, just from personal experiences, especially nowadays, because obviously, let's say Instagram, for example, is absolutely insane. And I think, like, going back to when I first started, you'd have to print business cards, make leaflets and get them all printed out and pay for them, which obviously I definitely think everyone should still do. Mm-hmm. But social media is free and you can reach millions of people literally at your fingertips. Everyone's already on their phone, and I'm very much in the mindset of, if I'm going to be scrolling on my phone anyway, why not make some money from it?
Yeah.
Why not actually benefit from it rather than just like scrolling influencers and thinking, why am I not them?
That's so true.
Great tip there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just think, for me, when people are like, oh, I don't have time to post.
I was just about to say.
If you are scrolling on social media,
I never say that.
If you are literally sat right now, like on your phone listening to this podcast episode, you have got time to create content.
Yeah.
And again, when people are like, but what kind of content do I create? Anything. Like, you could literally time lapse, anything. You could record yourself literally listening to the podcast on your phone. You could literally do anything. And I think you get to see the person behind the business rather than mm-hmm. just the lashes. Like, obviously, it's so easy to take a photo of some lashes you've done, put it on and be like, volume, set, like, whatever. It doesn't sell. Does that mean, well, it just doesn't sell, because how many people do volume lashes and they all look amazing? Like, everyone does different things. And I think you can really show your personality, which is obviously what's going to make you stand out from other people. And obviously it opens up so many more opportunities as well. Like, I think going back even like 2 years ago, like, I thought I could only do lashes mm-hmm. and that was it. Whereas from me showing up on social media, I now do content for like big lash brands. I'm going to, I do stuff for Luxury Lash. I'm going to Lash Base this month, which is so exciting. Ooh. No idea what I'm going to do then. I'm sure I'll make up on the day. But, but if I hadn't shown up on social media and just been myself,
those opportunities,
they wouldn't be there. And I think, obviously, if you just want to do lashes, that's absolutely great. But how are you going to get clients if you don't show your lashes as well as your personality? Because there'll be some people that don't like certain types of spaces. Like, I don't personally like, you know, your typical big, like, main road sort of salon.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. So if I was on someone's social media and they were showing like a private room or, do you know, even like you've got those recliner chairs, like I feel like not many people have those. Like,
I haven't got them anymore.
Oh my God, what have you got? Have you got the...
Curve. Yeah.
Right, so these curve beds, I've been trying to work out if I can fit any in my shop and I just can't, sadly. But because you show them and stuff like that, that would make me think, oh, I really want to go there.
Yeah.
And I think just... I literally think social media has so much opportunity, and I think it obviously can be negative. Like, I've definitely experienced that side of it, but for me, the good outweighs the bad. And I think if you can grow a thicker skin, mm-hmm. which I probably wouldn't have been able to do if I hadn't shown myself on social media, had that negative experience. And I feel like it's scary before it happens, and when it happens, you're like, okay, it's fine. Like, no one's dying. Like,
okay, let's do a content opportunity now then for the listeners again. So if you're listening and you say you've not got time to make content, I want you to take a picture of either what you're doing, or if you're comfortable, take a selfie. Tag us in it. So that's at @lashdollsuk_UK, and also tag at Liz. No, by Liz,
I think it's three underscores. Yeah.
We want to see you. So tag us in your stories, or if you're doing a post, then tag us in that. We'd love to see you guys.
So all the tips you gave us right now about social media, there is so much information, isn't it? Like, how many times to post? What's the best time? What hashtags? So on. How many reels should I be posting? A day, a week? And everything is always changing. So have you got any tips about that? Or do you think it even matters? Or should you just do it?
I think if you're not already doing it and you're literally listening to this thinking, oh my God, how on earth do I start doing this? Just do it. Don't stop overthinking it and just go for it. Because then what you'll do is you'll look at your insights and you'll see what does better. And then you'll just start creating more content of what is already doing well. I think so many people, they look at other people's pages and like, how can I start doing that? And what is so important to remember with social media is that's only working for that one person. It probably won't work for you.
Yeah.
I've done it myself where I've looked at other people's accounts thinking, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I think you've got to think about what your goals are. Like, whenever I teach anyone about social media, whether it's in like a one-to-one or through Lash Life, I always ask them first, what are your goals? Because if you don't know what your goals are, it's kind of hard to create the content.
It's wishy-washy, isn't it?
Yeah, like I was talking to someone the other day within a power hour, and she was like, but I'm posting every day. And I was like, okay, but
what?
You've not seen results because you don't know what you're aiming towards.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if you can work out, let's just say, for example, you want to get fully booked.
Yeah.
You need to work out how many clients you actually need to get fully booked and what your niche is going to be. Like, do you specialise in classic lashes, wispies, half lashes, fox eye? Because once you've got something more specific, all your content's going to be based
around
that.
Work backwards, yeah.
So much easier. Like, when I was teaching a fully booked workshop, all the girls were like, yeah, but how do I actually get fully booked? And I was like, well, you need to work out what it looks like to you. So, for example, I only work 3 days a week with clients. So it's going to be a lot easier for me to get fully booked than someone who's doing like 5 to 6 days a week, because you've got like, what, an extra 20 people to find?
Yeah.
And I still take quite long with my appointments. So again, I don't need as many people. So really, really strip it back and work out what your actual goals are. You know, if you do want to get fully booked, work out how many people you need. If you've got a lash brand, work out what products you actually want to push first. You know, if you're releasing 10 products, you can't push all 10 at the same time. Break it down, do like one product every week. I did an interview for Lash Life with someone called Devon a while ago. Mm-hmm. And she does everything. So she's got like kind of similar to you. So she's got products, training and clients. And I said, how do you work out all the content? And she was like, she'll focus on one thing for one whole week and then swap.
Yeah.
So again, just trying different things. Like rather than posting something different every day, stick to a topic for one whole week and see
how it does.
Yeah. But I do think it's trial and error. So just try things.
Yeah, see what works for you.
And and obviously monitor your results. There's so many things you can buy online, like a social media tracker or a planner, and to write everything down.
Yeah.
I just screenshot everything and keep everything in labelled folders on my phone because it's easier.
Yeah. Greta, you have a lot of followers on Instagram and you've built up your own Instagram and also obviously Lash Dolls. So tell us about that.
So honestly, my personal Instagram, so the best tip I would give is be consistent. That's what worked for me. At the moment, I'm not consistent and it's not working for me very well because my followers are going, literally.
And then when I can post something important, there's no one watching it because they're already not watching.
Exactly. And it's funny, isn't it, how your stories get like 400 people watching and then your post like on your grid gets like 20 likes, which is just strange. Mm. Lash Dolls, it's the same, isn't it? It's consistency, just doing it. I do still believe in the old school way where I don't think once a week is enough or once a day actually to grow it. I do think I used to do three times a day.
We've got work to do on our Lash Dolls page, haven't we? In terms of Instagram, TikTok. We've got a lot to push.
Talk about TikTok. Sophie, you with your TikTok?
So I'm not going into this too much, but just from my experience, I've recently grown my...
I know you're a little bit famous now, aren't you?
No.
Just a bit.
So things that I found have worked for me. One, we've spoken about consistency. Mm. So even though I was getting 300 views on my Get Ready With Me, I would continue to do it all the time, every day, post. TikTok, my advice on that is that it wants to be treated like a search engine. So we're not talking about finding a funny, cute caption. Not interested in that anymore.
No one reads the captions, do they, on TikTok? No.
So now it is like you're going on Pinterest or like you're even on Google. So you need to think about your caption, your hashtags and what information you're giving to someone. So for example, when you look at clothes, I would put what to wear as a mid-size girl on holiday. And then the hashtags would be mid-size fashion, all that kind of stuff. You also need to title it because the AI is picking up the text and also what you're saying. So you need to make it as clear. It might seem boring. Make the content itself fun, but the words that you're using, that you're saying and that you're typing need to be just like someone saying, what do I wear to a spa? And it needs to come up. So make it as easy as possible. You do that, I promise you, you will see your followers increase, your engagement, because you're giving people value. Just test it out, please. See, posting consistently with that kind of information, watch what changes with your algorithm. You will grow massively.
Somebody probably going to comment on mine, boring.
As per. That's all I get.
Honestly, ignore anyone that's been negative. How much time should we be dedicating to social media?
So for me personally, I mean, it depends like how much you actually want to get done. So again, thinking about your goals, because once you've got them, it's going to be so much easier to work this out. So for me, I normally spend a Monday, like the whole entire day, and I'll just bash out as much content as possible. And that'll probably do me for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
But this is getting like reels, TikToks. This isn't including any like sort of graphic that I've created on Canva or like wherever. This is purely like video content. And it is a long day. And more recently, I've started getting more models in so I can get content in them to really ramp that up, because like you said, you've got to be consistent. So for me, I spend a whole entire day doing it, but I know what my goals are and I know what content I'm trying to create, so it's probably easier for me to get that done in one day. Whereas if you're still unsure, I'd probably advise one day every 2 weeks. Okay. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to say one day a week for now, for anyone who's like a beginner, because it's going to take you longer to edit the videos and to just work
even
out.
Finding the stuff that you want.
Yeah.
If obviously, like you've said, you've saved all your stuff, so you're ready to go just as you're working. Yeah. But even looking for the stuff that you want to recreate is going to be
Oh my time God, yeah, consuming. Because then you start looking, you think, you know, it's just a bit of market research for work. Mm. Then you've just spent an hour on TikTok watching TikTok and you're like, great, I've got nothing done. So I'm very strict with myself now. Mm-hmm. So on a Sunday night, I'll probably flick through Instagram, save trending audio, save videos as inspo. And then Monday, I'll be at work for like 10 o'clock and I'll stay there till about 4 or 5. And that will be like literally just doing content. Yeah.
So you're quite organised then with your times and how you your schedule, aren't you?
Yeah. And I literally block everything out like hour by hour, because it just nice. Do you know when you've got it in front of you on a bit of paper, it's so much easier. Like if I say, right, so 10 to 12 I'm doing all my content for me to get clients or like whatever it is, lunch break half an hour, and then might have a walk outside, have some fresh air, and then for, let's say, for the whole rest of the afternoon, that is stuff for Lash Life, TikTok, because obviously TikToks, you need like quicker videos so you don't have to think about them as much, and I think TikTok's easier because obviously it's more like you can just chat and it's not as like, I always think that almost like Instagram's a little bit more professional.
It's a lot more
it's different.
Aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. I struggle with Instagram because I'm like, that photo has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Versus TikTok is like, you got stuff in the background, no one cares if you're giving information.
It's a lot more raw, I think.
Yeah.
Which is why I personally think it's easier to create. But then what I'll also do is if I create a reel that does well, I'll just save it without the watermark and upload it on TikTok. So you can make life easier. For yourself,
you can.
Apps for that. I think I use SnapTik.
Me too.
Which is downloading the TikTok with no watermark.
Or TikMate as well. That does it.
And then I think if you literally just Google, that's quite a nice little name actually.
TikMate.
And then same, you can just literally Google like how to save Instagram video with no watermark, and then I'll just put it on TikTok and make life easier.
So lastly, let's talk about pricing, because it's something we're going to cover in our next episode as well. And there's lots of talks about pricing in the UK lash industry.
I've had this conversation a lot,
isn't
recently.
It? And is this something that is also spoken about in your membership as well?
Yes and no. So there's a lot of financial stuff in there. So I teamed up with Beauty Hunt UK. I don't know. You might have met her at my event, actually, called Vorka.
Did she give the books?
All the workbooks.
Yeah, cute.
Absolutely amazing at what she does, and she's very good with numbers, so she's got the
maybe we should have her on.
Honestly,
then
she'd be so good for you guys, and well, for literally any lash tech, because she creates these systems where you can put in the cost of all your products and it'll actually physically tell you how much it is costing you to do a set of lashes.
Which now, like, do you remember when we've done it before, haven't we, when like, how much does it actually cost you? And I remember me calculating, it was like £2 or £3 something, and it isn't anymore, is it?
No,
I think it's like double or triple even.
So when I know you don't use the same products on absolutely everybody, but let's say, for example, recently, most products that I use have gone up by £1, everything. Obviously, that's probably like, what, on average 10 products per client.
Yeah.
So that's an extra tenner that you're now spending per client. So like when I did my lash course, they were like, it's about £3 max to do a set of lash. But oh my God, great, I'm going to get right rich.
Yeah.
And now it's probably like £12 in products.
That is mad.
And that's if you're using like your under eye gel pads, tape, micropore brushes, because I use two, a spoolie, sometimes I use two because you forget you've already got one out and you give them another one, lash shampoo. I've recently started using reusable cotton pads.
Yeah.
So they help with cost and they're also better for the environment.
Reusable cotton pads.
So it's like a big, it's almost like a face cloth, but it's like a circle. So when you're rinsing and lash bathing, then just obviously like, I mean, I just boil them because I think they're obviously going to clean them, and then dry them, and then the next day they're all there, rather than buying cotton wool all the time.
Okay.
So it's just a bit easier. And then, I'm thinking like primers, sealants, lash glue, tweezers. Like, I don't just use two pairs of tweezers. Like, I have different styles for different lashes and different eye shapes. Nano Mister, the liquid to go in it. What, like, do you know what I mean?
Could literally go on forever
there's
how
much. So much so. And obviously, that's just the products, like that's not including my wage, my national insurance, my tax. I obviously want some money to have a nice life. I've then got my actual personal bills, and I feel like people need to start having like chiropractor appointments.
Oh,
like, 100%. That's not
and therapist.
Yes, because we're the therapist, and like we need our own therapist.
We need the therapist.
And obviously there's certain things that people might think is like a treat, and it's not. Like, it's like your health, like, you know, let's say back massage, whatever.
Yeah.
That should be coming under like an expense, not like a treat. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So
wow. We have covered so much in this episode. So don't forget to check out Lash Life UK. Liz, what's your Instagram again so people can follow you, please?
So it's by Liz. So it's BYLIS and then 3 underscores. And then Lash Life is lashlifeuk.com.
As always, we would love to hear from you. We'll be continuing this conversation about the importance of social media on our Instagram, which is @lashdolls_UK. We would love to know your thoughts.
It's been so nice to have you here today.
I loved it. Thank you.
So in the next episode, we are going to be speaking about pricing. If you have anything you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on thelashstudio@lashdollsuk.co.uk. See you next time at the Lash Studio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.